from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 65 confirmed dead in latest earthquake in Nepal. Nepal felt more aftershocks Wednesday as relief workers continued trying to distribute supplies following a 7.3 magnitude earthquake that hit weeks after another quake killed more than 8,000 people. The country's home ministry said 65 people were confirmed dead from Tuesday's earthquake, with nearly 2,000 others injured. Those numbers were expected to climb as authorities reached more remote areas. UNICEF's Rose Foley is working to get aid to the victims.
We're already getting in clean water, sanitation, hygiene supplies, making sure children have shelter. But with this new quake, we're extremely concerned about what this could mean.
The U.S. Geological Survey has reported about 20 aftershocks since Tuesday. The tremors have also been felt in India. U.S. officials say a U.S. Marine Corps helicopter disappeared in Nepal during relief efforts. A spokesman for the U.S. Pacific Command says the aircraft went missing around 10 p.m. local time. He said there's no evidence yet that the helicopter has crashed. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he's had frank talks about Ukraine, Syria, and Iran with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday. Speaking at a joint news conference in Sochi with his counterpart Sergei Lavrov, the top U.S. diplomat said the talks come in the midst of a challenging time.
From the Geneva communique to the removal of Syria's chemical weapons, I would emphasize that we have seen what happens when Russia and the United States work together. It is clearly possible to make real progress and make important things happen.
Before sitting down with Mr. Putin, Mr. Kerry met with Lavrov for more than 4 hours. This is VOA News. Mayor Michael Nutter of the northeastern city of Philadelphia says five people were killed when a commuter train derailed outside the city late Tuesday night. Multiple emergency units responded when the Amtrak train carrying at least 243 passengers and crew went off the tracks during a trip from Washington, D.C. to New York City. The United Nations Security Council welcomed the start of a humanitarian ceasefire in Yemen and urged the warring sides to allow urgently needed food, medicine, and fuel to reach civilians. In a statement after the halt in fighting took effect on Tuesday, the council also called for Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to hold a conference to broker a political solution to Yemen's crisis. South Korean intelligence is reporting that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un had his defense minister executed for apparently falling asleep at a military event. Seoul's Yonhap news agency quotes an intelligence official as saying Hyun Young-chol, whose formal title was Minister of People's Armed Forces, was shot to death by an anti-aircraft gun. Mr. Yonhap's, Yonhap News Agency says Mr. Kim believes Hyun, who was appointed to his post less than a year ago, showed disloyalty and disrespect by dozing off. He was also reported to have challenged Mr. Kim on previous occasions. The UN Human Rights Office says civilians are bearing the brunt of renewed fighting this month in South Sudan's Unity State. The agency says thousands of people have been fleeing to escape attacks by government and opposition forces. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights says it is alarmed by escalating violence involving government and opposition forces in South Sudan's strategic oil-rich Unity State. Since fighting erupted at the end of April, the agency says about 2,200 civilians have sought refuge and protection at the UN mission in South Sudan in the state capital, Bantou. UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville says there are alarming reports of attacks, abductions, and sexual violence by armed men around the UN site in Bantou. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A new survey of religious life in the U.S. shows that the percentage of Christians among the country's population is declining. The Pew Research Center says the number of adults who do not identify with any organized religion is growing. The center said that many young adults in the country's millennial generation, those who are born from the early 1980s to the early 2000s, are generally more liberal. However, they're getting away from religion because of the religious views that have played a part in American political debates. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.